When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? I know y'all been waiting to see me. Your boy Big Play is here in AZ. Man, as you know, today is Tuesday. Natural day in the NFL for off day. So I'm really chilling, relaxing, man. So on my off day, I came here to tune in to y'all, man. Let y'all know how I've been doing, how the experience been for me. It's been amazing. It's been amazing, I must say. Only thing that wasn't amazing was that long flight. I'm talking about I slept the whole way, but it was uncomfortable. I think my back hurt. But other than that, been a great experience, man. I'm up here enjoying the weather by far. You know, I like left from coming from 30 degree weather to 60, no clouds, good breeze. Come on, you can smell the fresh air out here. I'm in my room right now. I can still smell the fresh air. Feels good, man. And shout out to Arizona, man. The Cardinals for letting us use y'all practice facility. We appreciate y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. You know, I told Hawk, this is my locker now. You know what I'm saying? I'll get it back to you after the season. So, man, when we first got here, man, we got here Sunday. You know, we chilled, had a nice little barbecue at the hotel. The hotel had us a nice little barbecue set up, man, a little good team bonding. And then we had our rookie dinner. It's a good time to have a rookie dinner. You know, we're going to do it after the season, but what's a better time to do it? At the Super Bowl in Arizona. So we went to a nice little steakhouse, man. Steak was magnificent. You know, I had to get that seafood tower for them guys. And yes, y'all, I'm not like how everybody do their rookies. We didn't break them. We made sure it's smooth and nice because we got a lot of guys that's kind of undrafted, guys that's playing still, so and some practice squad guys. So we ain't doing them dirty like everybody else doing them dirty around here. I got done dirty as a rookie dinner. You know, I had to pay like 15 bands. And most of that when we don't food was all wine, all kind of stuff. You know, it wouldn't be in the food part. I was kind of mad. I told them, you know, they gone by themselves. They couldn't get nothing from me from the whole week. The rest of the week, I couldn't buy nothing else. No groceries for the room, no nothing. Because I'm talking about at that time, $15,000 was a lot of doggone money. And I was a rookie. So, yeah, they got me pretty good. But we ain't do my rookies bad. So that's what we've been doing, man. Yesterday, got a little nice massage, vibing. So body's feeling good, man. Right now, today is my off day. Yesterday, we just did a little nice little lift. I had to get a lift in because, like, you know, got to get it going. Got to get the blood flowing. Got me a little nice little jog because we've been off for like 2 days. So got it in. Now I'm getting ready to prepare for the week. You know, Wednesday is really the first day of practice. So it's getting ready to be go time. Man, yesterday was media day. I kind of had a feeling how it was going to be because we had guys that been to the Super Bowl on the team. But, man, I'm talking about I had my own little booth. I ain't been asked so many questions like that in my life. Like, it was a lot of questions, man, a lot of questions. And the reporters did a nice job on their research, man. They asked me a lot of questions coming from high school and all. But, man, just walking on that stage was crazy, just seeing all the fans out there, you know, the Eagles fans and the Chiefs fans out there. You know, it's amazing, man. Like, it's what I dream to be. I wish Madden can, like, incorporate that into Madden, like in the actual game, because that's like a real good feeling, man. Like, even on a video game, if I work hard to get to the Super Bowl, I need to experience this media day. But man, the media was fun. They asked a lot of great questions, and I kind of looked good doing it. If you know me personally, I got a lot of jokes. So I threw a lot of jokes in there and stuff. So man, y'all got to go check it out, man. It was a great experience for you. This is my first Super Bowl experience, so I don't even know how to adjust to the week because we had 2 weeks to prepare for this team. Two good weeks. So last week, we did all the installing. You know, ran a lot of their plays. You know, coach coaching us up. We watched the practice. So I don't know how the second week go. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they put new plays in or something, or we just go over old plays, or we just, you know, find the, you know, coaches got a lot of time to really draw up this game plan. It's different from a regular week in the league. You know, you do 1 week and that's it, and then you on to the next. And, you know, but this one, we had a full, clear week of just practice, understanding their offense. And now this week, I don't know how intense it's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I do prepare as a professional, so I do watch a lot of film. I do a lot of, like, studying. So I'm just looking forward to see what the coaches got planned for us this week, man, because, like I said, last week, we did a lot of stuff. Now, this week is really the game week. So how to go about it, man? This might be some coaches' first time rodeo show, too. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited. And like I said, man, I'm going to take it one day at a time. But your boy is ready. Man, I'm still in shock, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Like, I've been playing football for a long, long, long time. Since I was 5 years old. I just played for this team called the Titans. I've been playing with the Titans since from 5 to probably like all the way to middle school when I was able to play middle school football. So being in the Super Bowl was always a dream. You know, as a kid, you know, I used to play like I'm Emmitt Smith, or sometimes I used to play like I'm Reggie Bush when I got older. I was like, because I played running back in high school and when I was a little league. So I had this experience going on. And now that I'm here, 10 years in the NFL, first of all, I completed my dream by making it to the NFL, getting drafted, being a high round pick, playing in the playoff game. Now to being a first-time captain, first-time guy that's getting past the first round, first time getting to the Super Bowl. So I'm honestly thinking having a C on my chest means a lot of good luck right now. I'm just throwing that out there, you know. I done got my fifth Pro Bowl. So this is like crazy. You know, I'm like living out my dream. Like, this is like me when I was a young kid writing out my story about what type of person I want to be when I'm growing up. I'm actually living it, man. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed for this great opportunity. So it's only right for me to have fun and enjoy this experience, because I don't know how much longer I'm going to play, but hey, I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here, and I'm enjoying it, man. This is mind-blowing. Like, I'm losing it. Like, I'm still in shock mode. Like, it still ain't hit me all the way until the week of the game. Like, this week, I'm really feeling like when I hopped on that plane, got the AZ, send a welcome party. Like, it's hitting me like, Slay, 10 years in the game, and you in the Super Bowl, man. Be thankful. That's all I kept telling myself. Be thankful, man. I know everybody want to win the game, but this moment is really about being thankful and being appreciated. I was drafted by Detroit. Spent 7 years there, 7 long years. I gave that city my all, for sure. You know, I appreciate Detroit for, you know, taking a chance on me and drafting me and helping me become the man who I am today. But man, 7 years, 2 playoff experiences, both first round exits. You know, I'm like, as a young kid, I was like, hey, you know, I'm just here. You know, I'm just thankful to be here. I was just being thankful about being in the NFL. But as I got older and started seeing guys like legacy get built, winning Super Bowls, going to Pro Bowls, being all pros, I like, that's the kind of life I want, because I want to be a guy that's in a yellow jacket. You know, everybody's goal is to be in a yellow jacket. I don't know about everybody, but I know I'm one of them. I want a guy that want to have a yellow jacket. And I think, like, winning gets you in there. So in Detroit, of course, I wasn't winning a lot, but I was winning enough, but not a lot. And I like to win a lot because I'm a winner. So as I'm doing the Detroit, man, for the first 7 years, it was like, hey, this is getting rough. Like, you know, so of course, as a guy that's a caliber player that's playing at a high level, you know, at that time in Detroit, I had 3 Pro Bowls there in Detroit. So that's all I got on my name. 3 Pro Bowls at the time in an all pro year. Like, that's not enough to get the gold jacket to me. You know, I got to win. No playoff win. So, man, I was just sitting there just thinking to myself, like, hey, Slay, how they get it this gold jacket? Because That's what you want to be. You want to be a Hall of Famer. So, man, I honestly is thankful, you know, that Philly took a chance on me, you know, traded for me. We got here, you know, first year wasn't all great. Second year, playoff experience. Then, you know, Pro Bowl. Then the third year, as you see here now, we did the Super Bowl. So, you know, of course, everybody want to get traded to a contender. And then Philly is a great contender. They've been always, you know, been to a lot of playoffs. They've been to the Super Bowl. They done got their one Super Bowl. They got a lot of guys that been to the Super Bowl on this team that had to understand what it takes to win a Super Bowl. You know, in Detroit, you know, the city itself kind of felt like, hey, you know, Detroit is Detroit. Everybody got the saying about Detroit, Detroit. Of course, I was there to try to change that narrative because I wanted to. I wanted to be the first guy to say, oh, Detroit ain't the same Detroit no more. But a lot of times it kept having to be Detroit kept being the same Detroit for a minute. But hey, they doing great over there right now, as I seen. So, man, I hope they keep building off that, man. But over here, you know, hey, this team over here kind of already had a set tone. They've been a playoff contender teams and, you know, been to multiple Super Bowls. They just won their first one a couple years ago. And we're here again now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So when Philly traded for me, the question everybody always asked me, do we felt like we were going to make it again? I said, hell yes. Hell yes. You know, we got great leadership, man. We got great guys in this locker room, man. And, you know, Howie Roseman did a great job making additions to the team. Man, he's for sure building a championship legacy over here, man. Howie been a great GM. Doing great things here, man. Bringing crazy talent, you know, with myself being coming here. So, man, of course, so, man, I wouldn't have came here if I didn't think so, you know. But, man, like I told, man, Fletch gave me the call when I was getting traded. Say, hey, Slay, we think we finna trade for you, man. Hey, and I'm like, man, I want to be there. And, you know, I had a lot of opportunities to go somewhere else, you know. But when Fletch gave me the call and told me, hey, man, they're winning programs. They win. They get playoffs and stuff like that. He convinced me to come over here. And I'm glad he did. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog, man, from all the way from college, from Mississippi State, Hell State. We the same class, 09, you know. So we Hell State, man. But, so I took my chance with my boy, man, as I should, because that's my guy. And, you know, he told me we go be playoff and Super Bowl contenders. And look at it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't tell me wrong. So shout out to my boy Fletch, man, for bringing me over. Now that we here at the Super Bowl, man, I got to give one more shout out to Fletch again. Him and BG kind of prepared us for this moment here. You know, they saying there's going to be a lot of media, a lot of everything going on. But the main thing they said is to let somebody else handle the tickets. During the week, as a player, you don't want to be distracted by your family by calling, hey, you got my ticket, you got this ticket. So with me being in a great situation, shout out to my wife, you know, AKA Ballin' Beauty, AKA Jennifer Slay. She's like my assistant right now. She's handling all the main things right now, as in, you know, get my family involved, you know, get my family back at home that's coming to the game. And she handling the ticket. So I'm stress-free the whole week. You know what I'm saying? The whole week. Nobody called my phone like, hey, Slay, where my ticket at? They calling the wife to make sure she, you know, checked in. And yes, she do have the right to tell any one of y'all no. You know, so because she know who needs to be at the game. She knows who don't need to be at the game. So shout out to my wife, man. And shout out to Fletch for preparing me for this moment, man, and making this as the easiest transition it could possibly be, man. I'm very, very thankful. I know what y'all been waiting for, to talk about the Super Bowl that's coming up this Sunday. So our opponent, man, the Chiefs. Everybody knows the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? They got arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Not yet. He's not done yet. But he gonna be there. I'm trying to tell you, he's gonna be there. The man is special, man. Patty Mahomes is really like that, man. They're a great offense. Of course, he drives the offense. But, man, he like, the plays that he makes on the field is ridiculous. You know, a lot of guys can't do it. He's one of one. He's one of a kind. Man, like I say, man, he's one of the best to ever do this game, man. I'm telling you, man, like, it's lights out with him. You know, I love his game, man. I love his game. And like I've been telling the folks all during the year, I don't even know how y'all be kind of disrespecting that man when it comes down to, like, you know, playing his game. You know, not disrespecting, like, as in saying he's a terrible quarterback or nothing. They just saying stuff as in, like, last week with playing against at home, you know, I know, and they call it a ball head. Like, come on, y'all. Like, that man, I did a lot. You can't do that. You know, that's a lot of fire. That's a lot of fire to stand. You know what I'm saying? And he answered the bell. You know, he does stuff like that, man. He's a great talent, man. The offense is built around him, and he makes plays for everyone. You know, he got a great receiver core. They very dangerous down the field, man. He's very dangerous with his legs. So, like, he's a special talent, man. Like, he's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime, man. We're going to know when the next time we ever go see another Patrick Mahomes. You know, we thought Aaron Rodgers was crazy with these sidearms, no-look throws. Like, we got, you know, it took a long time for that to pop up again, didn't it? A long time. And now you see Patty Mahomes cross the body sidearm. So it's even crazier. So I can only imagine what's going to be next. He already jumping and throwing the ball. I don't know what somebody else going to be able to do. Maybe somebody going to be able to, you know, turn around and just throw it backwards and, you know, 50 yards. That's going to be the next thing. We're going to be, you know, fantastic to us because Patty Mahomes done did it all. But I got to play that one time we played him last year in Philly at home. You know, we lost the game. We did. Close along. It was a lot of high-scoring game. Nobody played that game, which was crazy. And, man, we sent an all-out blitz to him. You know, try to get him out of field goal range. Buddy backed up 10 yards, threw it across the field. Of course, he has one of the fastest dudes in the league, Cheetah. Cheetah ran it like a little corner route, I mean a post route, all the way to the other side and, like, made it look like a dot. You know what I'm saying? Running backwards. Ain't too many quarterbacks can run backwards and throw it off their back foot at least 40 yards in the air. Like, it was on point. Like, we call them dots. I'm talking about it was a dot. I'm like, damn. And, you know, when you see him make plays like that, you just got to tip your hat off to him and be like, all right, man, like, you really that dude. Like, you really that good, man. And he makes stuff like that happen each and every week, man. So it's going to be exciting to play this man at the highest level in the game, the most important game of the year, the Super Bowl. It's going to be an experience, man. And definitely it's a big experience to be the first time to Black quarterbacks playing in the NFL into the Super Bowl. This is big. This is a good thing. And with it being February, Black History Month, this is amazing. And Patty Mahomes is not the only weapon on offense. They arguably got the greatest tight end ever, as in Travis Kelce. Shout out to my draft mate. You know that 2013 class is full of talent. Them two right there are making crazy plays together, man. They got a chemistry that's so crazy. I don't know how plays are sometimes made with them. But they make a lot of plays together. They got Valdez with a guy that could take the top off the defense. Got Juju. He got guys, man. He got some great weapons, you know. Everybody was trying to question how the game was going to be without Tyreek Hill. They do an amazing job. You see what they did without Tyreek Hill? They see what they did with Tyreek Hill. They got to the Super Bowl. So this is crazy, man. Like, they got a lot of talent, man. A lot of guys with big names that can make big time plays. And this is going to be a challenge for our defense. And we're looking forward to the challenge because we feel like we're an amazing defense as well. So it's going to be fun. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be lights on. It's going to be a lot of action going on out there, man. And I'm looking forward to this matchup, man. It's going to be fun. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. Make sure y'all lock in as the week goes. And when Sunday morning gets here, man, this going to be the first time I wear a suit this year. You know what I'm saying? I ain't wear a suit all year. I got a nice suit. It's the most important game of my life, so I got to come to it. You know what I'm saying? This might be the one of the next closest things into getting married. You know, so I got to wear a suit. I wore a suit at my wedding. I got to wear a suit at the Super Bowl. So this is like me getting married right now. You know, all over again. You know, got the jitterbugs, got the slow music. Okay, playlist goes crazy. I only listen to slow music all the way up to until I walk out on the field for pregame warm-ups. So if y'all know me, I love slow music. I might have to change the name to Super Bowl Slowness, you know what I'm saying? Or Super Bowl R&B. One or the other. Whichever one sounds good. But yes, I listen to my slow music while I'm getting dressed, when I'm getting on the bus, when I'm headed to the stadium, and I change it right when I get ready to walk onto the field to do my pregame warm-up to that boy Rod Wave, a.k.a. the GOAT. You know, so I'm a big Rod Wave fan. I get that Rod Wave going, get my warm-up going, man, get my adrenaline going. Like, man, it gonna be going. I can just feel the energy. Like, I'm feeling it right now, but I got to slow it down because it's only Tuesday. I got a couple days, man. I don't want to tire myself out, but, man, I'm trying to tell you I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. But got to simmer down a little bit, and I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to keep the main thing, take it one day at a time, man, and get ready to prepare for one of the biggest games in my life. Yo, man, this is it, man. This is all I got for you, man. I'm going to check back with y'all after the Super Bowl, but guess what? Your boy is coming on the Sherm Show today. You know that's my dog. That's my big dog. I'm about to go chop it up with Sherm, man, so thank y'all for joining, man. I'll see y'all next week.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.